Hi, this is dictation for Lisa Ford, L-I-S-A-F-O-R-D. Lisa Ford is here for a follow-up evaluation. She is date of birth 5/23/1974, date of accident is 11/23/2022, date of service is 6/1/2023. The patient reports that she has been working at a casino as a head cashier and a light duty job. She reports 50% improvement so far in all her symptoms since the time of accident. As you know, this patient was involved in an automobile accident leading to these symptoms. Initially, she was a stunt driver and was hit by a semi which rear-ended her car. The impact caused her headaches along with symptoms of TBI, including ringing in the ears, dizziness, loss of balance, instability of the gait, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, fearful of the event, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision. There was no direct head trauma, but there was a whiplash and chest pain due to the seat belt. The patient had some radiation of pain to the right leg anteriorly with burning sensations all the way to the ankle. Pain in the left shoulder was reported around 7. However, the patient was able to lift her arms in abduction up to 170 degrees. This has undergone physical therapy and a conservative treatment for the last several weeks since the time of accident. Especially from 1/27/2023, she has been undergoing physical therapy. She reports that her pain in the neck, lower back, and are around 7 to 8. Headaches are 7 to 8 also. And they are present for 2 to 3 hours only. And they are less often. The patient is able to lift her arm up to at least for 90 degrees to 100 degrees without any pain in abduction. Overall, pain level is 5 to 7. ADLs are reported to be affected as follows. The sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. Mood is affected 8. Relationship with other people is affected 7. The general activity, walking ability and work are affected 6. Rest of the system reviews from the chart, including additional history and substance abuse and compliance history also. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 111 over 61, pulse is 71, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of May 5th, 2023. Dictation number is 0509-009. Along with diagnosis plan is as follows. The patient is currently showing 50% improvement on the current treatment protocol and wants to continue same treatment. She is not interested in any aggressive injection treatments or any surgical approach. The patient is provided with the Migranol nasal spray, one or two for extremely severe headache, and also Imitrex tablet 50 milligram, one or two for severe headache, either one of them for ongoing headaches. In addition, patient is provided with Mobic 15 milligram daily for the anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Tylenol codeine number 3 for pain relief. Elavil is provided 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief. And Zoloft is provided 50 milligram at night for anxiety relief, panic and depression. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for the pain relief. Furosets are provided one or two every 6 hour, PRN 50 of them for headache relief. In addition, patient will continue her physical therapy. A counseling was ordered and she's continuing. Chiropractic treatment was also added and she's trying to do that. MRI of the brain was ordered with neurocon to identify any brain trauma that has not been done yet, and we are awaiting. A referral to neurology was also provided to this patient. That was done on the last visit, and we hope that the patient continues these treatments. The issue of the depression and panic was discussed, and patient has a sacroiliitis on the left side, and neuropsych evaluation was received, and it was ordered before initially. It was found positive for general mild neurocognitive disorder and generalized anxiety disorder, and hence the patient will continue all of these treatments. MRI of the lumbar spine and cervical spine was discussed with the patient, and the left shoulder. The patient is found to have a herniated disc at L5-S1 without any central canal stenosis. In the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at C23, C34, C45, C56, and C67, leading to various amount of cervical cord narrowing and bilateral neural foramen narrowing. In the left shoulder, patient has a partial thickness tear to the supraspinatus tendon, and a complex glenoid labrum tear anteriorly. AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. The patient wants to continue physical therapy and medications, exercise, home exercise for now. And we believe that will be okay. It's been provided with the alternative options of injection treatment as well as for the surgical options that are on hold for now. We also discussed the acupunctures and also the chiropractic treatment. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Appreciate.